Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688.
Niles Gens is less than 6 feet away. We're both wearing headphones, and all of a sudden, I'm screaming at the top of my lungs.
I thought maybe I upset you already this morning.
So sorry about that. Good morning, Mr. Gens.
Good morning, everybody.
Niles Gens with Gens Financial Services. The phone number there, 258-3688. They are online, of course, at gensfinancial.com. Make sure you spell it properly, G-E-N-T-Z, gensfinancial.com.
So we have some cooler weather coming this
week. We do.
Do you remember as a kid, you and I aren't that far apart in age, do you remember the dramatic weather forecasts that we get now?
You mean the ones that scare us half to death?
Yeah.
I don't know why they do that. I really don't. Yeah, I don't know when it started.
Yeah, so when I was a kid, it was WCCO.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Boone and Erickson, are you kidding me?
The school closings.
Yeah, for sure.
In the morning. And because we never had a TV on in the morning. Of course, you only had one or two, three channels that came in anyhow.
Yep.
The TV was never on in the morning.
They didn't used to do morning news shows and all that
stuff. Yeah, so my dad, to get us boys awake in the morning, my dad was an early riser like I am now.
Mm-hmm.
I would have the radio right below the bottom of the steps. And for some reason, he had to have that radio louder than necessary because he was sitting right in the kitchen having probably his fourth pot of coffee
every
morning. But we used to listen to if your school was closed or not.
Yep.
And they would read it off. But I don't recall having such drastic cold temperatures that they're advertising for this week. I know they existed.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't recall that it was cold.
Yeah.
But you didn't have constantly telling you how cold it is.
And how deadly it was going to be and all that. I mean, they talked about wind chill and all that, but nobody cared. You know, we dressed for the weather. We went outside and played.
Yeah.
We were talking about this yesterday, and I bet you did this when you were walking through the grove in the middle of the wintertime when it's, you know, 20 below zero. A stem would slap up against your leg and sting like nobody's business.
I recall we didn't have any. My brother was in the Army.
Yeah.
So I got a hand-me-down Army jacket. That was my winter coat. And I don't recall, no, we didn't have this thing as snowmobile boots back then.
Right.
Just your regular rubber knee-high boots, and you put a two pair of socks on, and you put your foot in a bread bag.
A bread bag,
remember
sure.
Remember that?
Keep it dry.
Yeah, keep your feet dry.
I gotcha. Yep.
But how much sweat did that curb to do it all that? But anyhow, the point is I'm trying to get you to be safe this week. It's going to be cold.
Yeah.
On my drive up, I get on the freeway 94 by the Hasty truck stop there. Mm-hmm. Marathon, I think it's called now. The road was, there was one pickup in the ditch, Kittywampus.
Really?
Tow truck getting him out. My back end of my vehicle broke twice.
Okay.
Yeah, so that gets my attention. But there must have been a sign in the back of my vehicle, follow me closer.
Please try to read this. Yeah, right?
Please try to reach Ryan Chevrolet or whatever in the back of my, you know, get real close.
Yeah, funny.
What's up with that?
I don't know.
You know, literally, you could see their windshield in my back window.
Right.
Couldn't even see their hood or their lights anymore.
Right. That's too close.
And I'm going 65, 70 miles an hour. Mm. I think that's fast enough. Anywho, so in my hand, for everybody's viewing pleasure, if you want copies of these, we have the 2026 Social Security and Medicare Guide.
Ooh, nice.
So if you want one, just give us a whistle on the phone. We can throw one in the mail to you. We can PDF it, email it to you. I think that should be using.
Okay.
Clients come in. We give them these every year to keep them updated. So the 2026 Social Security and Medicare Guide and the 2026 Tax Summary. Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
You bet.
Very good material to have. So, Bob, I'm going to give you yours.
Thank you, sir.
Belated Merry
Christmas.
I didn't
even have to whistle for this one.
Belated Merry Christmas. Okay. So anybody wants those, let us know.
Good.
So we do have some workshops coming up here in a couple weeks. February 4th at the Coyote Moon here east of town, the Territorial Golf Course. What are we going to be talking about? What steps to take now to try to stay ahead of inflation? How to be able to reduce income tax liabilities? How buffers can limit downside exposure and protect gains in your investments? How to get money out of a tax-hostile retirement account with the least amount of taxes possible? Strategies that may prevent interest rate hikes from hurting your retirement portfolio and quality of life, reduce, delay, or eliminate capital gains taxes, and how to avoid losing quite a bit of your money to taxes upon your demise. These are just, seven or eight bullets that I went over kind of quickly. We probably go over 20, 25 topics at our event. We do move rather rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
I would encourage you to sign up as soon as possible. We have people signing up already. 320-258-3688, or you can go to our website. So Coyote Moon on February 4th, and the very next day, night at February 5th at the Waite Park Event Center in Waite Park.
Now, I've been there, the event center over in Waite Park. Kat and I have. And I think it's really, really interesting the way you do what it is that you do, because it makes people think, where am I? Oh, my gosh, I hadn't thought about that.
Yep, yep.
And they write an idea down or a question that they're going to have to ask you. And that's what happens, right?
Right. So we hand out a nice packet of information. It's for you to take home. I understand if you cannot make one of our events, they're at 6 p.m., by the way. So if it doesn't work out in your calendar to attend, just give us a holler, make an appointment, come on in. And we'll go over some of the information at the work that we do at the workshops in person.
So right.
Again, February 4th and 5th. The next one available after that would probably be deep into March somewhere. So this is your next opportunity. I think there's going to be the following week, maybe 2 weeks later, down the Otsego Elk River area for those that are down. That should be on the calendar here or the website, I say, shortly.
Okay.
So we send out a blog out every Tuesday.
Got mine yesterday.
Got mine because it was Tuesday.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's a lot of good information. Of course, I might be a little bit biased, obviously, how good information that is on there. But I would encourage you to participate in our blogs. So the way how you participate, just give us a holler on the phone, 320-258-3688. Tell Laura, Denise, Natalie, or whoever answers the phone. Say, I would like to get that blog that Niles keeps talking about on the radio show. Would you need your name and your email, because it is emailed to you. And if that's the only contact you want from us in the future, that's just fine. Also, if you find later on down the road that the blogs are a waste of time for you to read, which I don't know why they would be, but if they are, you always could unsubscribe, I think they call that. Okay. So again, a lot of good stuff here. The one I clicked on and I printed for you, Bob, that I'll leave with you today. Chris, you did get yours already.
Yep.
The one I clicked on is optimizing your Social Security in today's world. So I'm not going to read through this, Bob, because this is 31 pages.
Yeah, exactly.
But again, you can get this. Give us a call. I think it's going to be on the website, too, here very, very shortly.
Okay.
But if you want a copy of it, if you don't get our blogs every Tuesday, just give us a call. Laura will email one to you, or I can email it, probably Laura, because I'm in appointments all day. So anyway, optimizing your Social Security benefits is the topic of this one. So we're going to talk about today, and we've talked about this a lot the last 11 years, is the value of income planning for retirement.
Yep.
And when should you start thinking about income planning for retirement?
Never soon enough.
Yeah. I met with a nice young client of ours yesterday. She's just 20 years old. And we actually had a conversation about income planning down the road. She's in college, of course, and will be graduating here in a year and a half, 2 years.
That's pretty impressive,
Niall. Yep. And luck with her, how she's came on board as a client. Her grandparents are clients. Her grandpa's now passed away. Her mom and aunt are clients. Her dad's a client, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
So I've met with her, I don't know, 4 or 5 times the last couple of years.
Sure.
Just to chit-chat and just explain to her, very sharp young lady. No, she gets it. You say IRA, you say Roth, you say this. You know, you don't got to explain it twice. She's been paying attention.
Nice.
Okay? But we talked about income planning for down the road.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, when you get out of college and get your first job, if there's a 401k, sign up for it. If there's an HSA, sign up for it. Okay. And also, you know, start, she's very efficient on not having credit cards, you know, she actually, college is paid for because of her grades, you know, type thing.
Nice.
So again, to answer your question, when should you start planning for retirement? Maybe like this young lady at 20, maybe he's a little on the soon side,
yeah.
But I don't know if there's a magic number or date or an age that you really here's what I need to do.
Yeah.
So we're talking about the value of income planning. And they like using the analogy, if that's a word, Bob, about climbing a mountain. Have you ever talked to somebody who's climbed that, is it Everest?
Mount Everest, yeah.
You ever talked to somebody who's done that?
I have not, but I've read a fair amount.
Yeah. We actually have a client of ours, lives south of town here, that has actually been there.
Really?
I think twice, maybe three times.
Really?
He's not done the ascent, I think they call it, but he's been at base camp.
Okay.
Basically, just he's a little bit older than me, so probably about your age. So he said, the point is the ascent. People train for years and years and years and years to go up Mount Everest. Why? I don't know, but they do. Okay. So, but they also, so they train for years to go up this thing. So I think of about planning for retirement, putting money in a 401k, 403b, a simple plan, other retirement, brokerage accounts, real estate. So you, that's, think of along those lines. You're putting money away. You're putting money away. You're putting money away.
Get a little higher up in the elevation each time.
Yeah. Hopefully your pot of money is getting bigger and bigger and bigger all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But the peak is the day you retire.
Yeah.
That's the peak.
You plant your flag.
You plant your flag. Now, we've had in, I think, this week and last week, three clients who are now retiring, like the next month or so.
Nice.
Okay?
Yep.
So we've been working with them for years. Now they've reached their peak. They're putting their flag in the ground.
Smiling.
It's smiling. They're all smiling a lot, I might bet. But my understanding, and Bob, you can help out here because you've read probably more material on this than I have. More people died coming down the mountain.
Yeah.
Do that versus going up.
Yeah.
Why?
They don't plan.
They're not planned for the descent.
Yes.
I read somewhere a couple weeks ago, and I failed to put it in my memory bank, how many people are bodies.
How
many bodies are up there?
It's I don't know the number, but it is scary.
Yeah. So the point is that the ascent up your mountain is your retirement planning, putting money away. But you need to, as important, probably more important, plan the descent. Now, you have this pot of money at retirement.
Yep.
And you quit working. Cold turkey. You're done.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? How long does that money need to last? We don't know.
Right, right.
Because we don't know how long you're going to last. Okay? We can use averages. We can use how long our parents lived.
Mm-hmm.
We could look over all of our health history, but we could die of a heart attack going up the steps when I leave the studio.
Sure.
Okay. But the point is you have to plan this descent, and you have to plan it very carefully in the aspect of what if I'm still alive at 85, 90, 95? You know, my money has to be there with me all the way through.
Kind of like to illustrate what we're talking about here, the ascent, right? My ascent used to be 25 years away. Then it was 20. Then it was 10. And I had it marked on my calendar, right? How many? But mine was for my Social Security. You hit my FRA.
Okay.
And now I don't think about retirement. I think about living. How long am I going to live, right? I used to think, oh, my gosh, if I can live 20 more years, I'll be 65. Well, guess what? That number is come and gone.
That's gone.
Now that 20-year number is down to 10. Maybe it's 50. Maybe it's 20. That'd be great as long as I'm healthy.
Yep. So long as your health, you and your spouse's health stay up there and the kids and your family.
I guess what I'm saying is that all of a sudden, that 30 years is now 20. That 20 years is now 10. It goes by in a flash.
Well, I look at it, you know, personally, I've been doing this be 46 years come this August.
Yeah.
I don't have 46 years left in me.
Yeah.
Okay? As far as life in general, okay? Mm-hmm. But the point is, if you're working with a current broker, financial planner, whatever title they want to use, or you're talking to somebody who's sitting in a cubicle in Dubai or whatever,
yeah,
are they talking to you about the descent? First off, we have Social Security.
Yep. Supplemental.
Supplemental. Social Security was never, ever designed to be 100% of your monthly income, although some people, that's all they have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you have to have your Social Security. If you've not done so yet, SSA.gov.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just checked mine again week and a half, 2 weeks ago. Okay. Why? Believe it or not, Bob, I plan for myself.
I bet you do.
Okay. So I plan for Helene and I to be on that descent. I'm not there yet. I'm not peaked. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I have my descent planned out. I've sat down with Helene and said, here, if I'm not with you during this descent, here's what are going to have available for far as funds, hopefully fun and funds.
Yes, true.
Not too much fun after right away, Bob, but hopefully she still has some enjoyment in life.
Yeah.
So the advantage that I have over the, I think anybody else listening today, is I have two of our children are with me in the business.
Right.
So they'd be able to help Helene in this descent. And are they going to help me in my descent? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because when I retire and don't have no idea when that day is going to be, I'm going to have advice from somebody.
Yep.
I'm going to have, Bob, we have to listen to one of my kids. Think about
that. Oh, no.
But again, so think of it as a mountain. Doesn't if it's Everest or Denali.
Yeah, wherever.
Wherever it's at, Rocky Mountains, but you're going up this mountain, you're working hard, you're putting money away every 2 weeks, you're paying your bills, you're taking care of your family, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
But you're going to hit the peak, and now you're going to descend. Okay? So now that's where income planning comes in. So if your current advisor, all they do is show you pie graphs and charts and whatnot.
To where you have been.
Where have you been? That's history.
Right.
I had a football coach years ago that we'd have our football games on Friday night, high school.
Sure.
And then Monday we'd be in the film room. So if you were a little bit full of yourself, and as a teenager, most of us are full of ourselves, you would say how great a play you made. And our coach would say, if I wanted to read history, I'd go to the library. I'm worried about this Friday's game, Friday's game. First off, here's what you did wrong.
Yeah.
See on this film, Niles, you did this wrong? Yeah, I kind of remember. I got talked to.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Yep.
But so again, you need to have a plan going forward in pre-retirement, we'll call it.
Yeah.
But as is important, or probably more important, because you don't have that paycheck coming in every 2 weeks, the descent is very important. So you need to plan that. Now, in our office, we have literally hundreds upon hundreds of clients who are in that descent phase.
Yeah.
They are coming down the mountain. That's the enjoyable part of what I do, is that you help people ascend the mountain, go up the mountain, and now you're helping them very gently come down the backside.
Right.
Okay. Client in yesterday lives east of town here, about 20, 30 miles. Him and his wife are big cruisers.
Oh, sure.
Not cars,
right.
Boats
right.
On the water. They have 10 two-week cruises planned the next 2 years.
Golly, that's a lot. For my book.
For my book, too. But that's what they do. So I asked them, I said, what do you do on these cruises? Sometimes we never leave the ship for the whole week.
Yeah.
What do you do?
You know, they have free ice cream on those cruises.
Yeah, we need that ice cream. we sit at the pool, we read, we visit with people. It's their social.
Yeah.
You been on a cruise?
One time.
Yep. I get bored. Helene and I went on a Panamanian cruise here a couple years ago.
That would have been interesting.
Very interesting going through the Panama Canal.
You bet.
The engineering.
Do you have a few questions for those folks that day, Niles?
Well, there was a moderator that kind of told you what you were seeing and what you were doing and stuff like that. But that cruise was 10 days long. Boy, you got me to the sixth or seventh day.
Yep.
I'd had enough.
Yep.
Okay. But the point is you have to plan for longevity. You don't know how long you're going to live. I look at my dad, made it to 75 and died of a heart attack. We assume so. We never did an autopsy. We assume he had a heart attack.
Yeah.
75 is too young.
Yes, okay? Sir. Thank you.
Yeah. Mom made it to 87. Last year or so, a little better, was not a very good quality of life with the dementia.
Right.
Basically had her heart gave out the last day. Okay. Mm. So, but again, we do have clients in their 90s now. We have yet, we're still keeping our fingers crossed to have a client hit the century mark, but we don't have one yet. But we have some. We're watching.
It's going to happen.
We're watching a few as they get older.
So sure.
We have to plan for longevity. We have to plan on living longer. Now, we had a little bump in the road during the COVID pandemic where the life expectancy went down a little bit, but now it's going back up very slowly.
You know what, Niles? Today, 6 years ago today, 2020, the first confirmed case of COVID-19
really?
In the U.S.
I always thought it was, when did they shut everything down? Was it March they shut everything down?
I couldn't tell you.
I think it was Parker's birthday.
I've kind of blocked all of that. You know what I mean?
I think it was St. Patrick's Day because that's Parker, our youngest son's birthday. I think they shut everything down on his birthday. I could be wrong. Not important.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you think that's six
years ago.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Crazy.
It seemed like it was yesterday.
Well, talking about time flying, boy. Yeah,
time sure flies. So life expectancy, people are living longer. Hopefully you're taking better care of yourself. Bob, you and I have known each other for almost 12 years this fall.
Yep.
I think we've done pretty good health-wise, both you and I.
Well, I'm back at it, doing the treadmill and working out and all that stuff.
Yep, so. I'm down 65, 70 pounds.
See, you are my inspiration, sir.
Yeah. But again, life expectancy, you have to plan on it. Husband and wife, a couple situation, you have to plan on the two of you taking care of each other all the way through. So again, longevity you need to plan for, and you also need to plan in the ascent and the descent of dealing with market volatility.
Oh, you bet.
The market took it on the chin yesterday.
Yeah.
Am I concerned about a one-day beating? No, it's been down the last 5 days, maybe six, counting yesterday.
Those guys have to, never mind.
Yeah, so again, so the market does have his ups and downs. Think of a yo-yo we have often mentioned when we were kids. I could never figure out a yo-yo, so I never had one. But again, yo-yos go up, yo-yos go down. Uh-huh. Stock market goes up, stock market goes down. But it could be catastrophic for you if you're in the descent phase of your life, you're coming down the mountain, and the market has a major correction, and your investments are not set up to protect yourselves for that.
Exactly.
We call that a buffer strategy. Mm-hmm. Okay, I've mentioned that many times on the air. If your current advisor has not mentioned to you what a buffer strategy is,
another reason.
Ask them, hey, Bob, what's a buffer strategy?
Right.
And if you get the deer in the headlights look from them, give me a holler, set up an appointment, or I'll tell you on the phone how it works, preferably in person, because I don't have much time to talk on the phone throughout the day.
Yep.
But again, we'll keep talking about this income planning after the news.
Niles Gens with Gens Financial Services, 258-3688. They are online at gensfinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, gensfinancial.com. And, you know, after that last day, let's hope that you have one more ascent in you, right? I would much rather ascend than descend after I'm gone. Niles Gens in studio with us, Gens Financial Services. Of course, their telephone number, 258-3688. Online at gensfinancial.com. Folks, you go to that website, it is like going to college. I'm telling you, there is so much information there. Who puts that stuff on there for you?
Natalie is spearheading it, but we have a firm actually out of Boston that built the website for us.
Really
and,
good.
They keep it updated. I think every 2 weeks there's fresh stuff put into it.
But the topics are everywhere. Yep, really good.
Yeah, we hired them a couple, 3 years ago. We did have a company out of that doesn't matter where they're from.
Yeah, yeah.
But this company, they do a good job. Then we have a teleconference with them a couple times a month.
Sure.
Just so we know what's all being updated. They do a great job. So they also gave me this brochure, which I tossed one over to you on keyboard there.
Uh-huh.
So it's the 2026 Social Security updates. Oh, before I forget, workshop's coming up.
Oh, sure.
February 4th at the Coyote Moon, February 5th at the Park Event Center. You go to our website, Gens, G-E-N-T-Z, financial.com, and click on events. You'll see the events there. You got to go and click on the, to the far right there, it says felt information below to RSVP. You do need to RSVP. So anyhow, this brochure that's in my hand, we'll actually be handing this out at the workshops, compares the 2025 Social Security numbers versus the 2026 numbers. So if you're planning on taking Social Security before your full retirement age, FRA, you can take Social Security at 62 for an example.
Okay.
And this year, in 2026, you can make up to $24,480 of earnings.
Yeah.
The key word there is earnings.
Is that your gross?
No, that's somebody who you're working for somebody.
Okay, gotcha.
You're working at Leighton Broadcasting part-time. You're working at a local hardware store, a bakery, or whatever. You can make up to $24,480. Last year, the number was $23,400, so it's indexed for inflation. So you can make up to that working part-time. The key word there is earnings. That means you're working for it.
Right.
Investment income, interest income does not count towards that.
Okay.
Okay? So if you go over that, let's say you made 10, to make my math simple, Let's say you made over $10,000 over and above that amount.
Mm-hmm.
So you made $34,480.
Okay.
You are penalized $1 for every $2 over. So you're $10,000 over. So your penalty is $5,000.
Gotcha.
So what that means is, let's say your Social Security check is $2,000 a month. You won't get a Social Security check for 2.5 months.
Gotcha.
That's how they pull it back.
Okay.
Now, they do throw it back into the kitty, so to speak. But again, don't be doing that. That doesn't make sense.
Yesterday, I read the average Social Security check these days is somewhere between $2,000 and $2,100 a month.
Yeah, it's right around that $2,000
yep.
mark.
Yep.
Okay. So again, if you want this, the 2026 Social Security update, again, the first thing I gave you, Bob, today, that's available.
Yep.
Just give us a call. Again, we do hand them out to clients when they come in. And we do hand them out at workshops, too, by the way.
I don't know about everybody else, but I got my Social Security statement, my tax statement yesterday in the mail. And there's a little form that you can fill out. Hopefully, you'll be able to find out how much you're going to have to pay in taxes right on there. It's a very simple form and all that stuff. But they've never done that before. Send you the worksheet with all of that information
really?
On it.
I didn't know that.
I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah, it would be cool.
Helps,
yeah.
Anyway.
Yep. So we talked about, before we went to the news, the value of income planning, a process for retirement preparedness. Again, pretend you're climbing a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
You're ascending up the mountain. You're putting money away for retirement. Then you hit your peak, which is your retirement date. And you're coming down the backside. You're descending. So you got to be very careful that you have longevity built into your program. Inflation has been addressed. Market volatility. Healthcare. You know how expensive it is to get sick, Bob?
Yes, I do.
Holy smokes, okay? I'm not just talking your routine. I have my annual physical tomorrow.
Sure.
What's that going to cost? $300.
Okay.
Okay. Insurance pays for it because of our age.
Mm-hmm. True.
Pays for your routine physical.
Yeah.
But even if I did have insurance, $300 is not going to put you in the poorhouse. But not anticipating anything, but what if they find something wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Holy smokes, does that meter start ticking?
It sure changes your what-if outlook, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, and I am anticipating.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just a routine.
Right. Well, look at you.
Routine, yeah, look at me. So healthcare, you need to plan for healthcare and retirement, and you also need to get your spending in line. What are your spending habits? The best way to figure out what your spending habits, go back the last 3 to 6 months, look at your checkbook activity,
yeah.
look at your credit card, your debit cards, look at all that stuff, and just take a yellow pad, gas.
I like doing that.
Yeah, gas, certain amount of money, church, certain amount of money,
yep.
groceries, prescription drugs that are not paid by insurance.
Yeah, okay? Good luck on that one.
Yeah, car insurance, homeowner's insurance, just, you don't. There are software programs to do it.
Sure.
I'm still a yellow pad guy, but if you want it on a software, we could do that for you too. But just put it all down and then add up, you know, what it was in September, October, November, December, because that is your high months for heating and electricity. Of course,
yep.
electricity is higher in the summer. I get that.
Yep.
But just average it all out and you can see what your spending habits are. You're also going to see some fluff in there where you're wasting money at. Yeah, so all of us, you and I included, spend money unnecessarily.
Oh, yeah.
We bought something that we get home and go,
buyer's remorse.
I already have two of these on the shelf. Why do I need three?
Yeah.
Okay. Or my wife will call me up. She says, what are you doing? Well, currently I'm talking to you on the phone, but
yep.
you need me to go to the grocery store? Yes. What do you need? We need butter. I have to make a special trip to the grocery store just to get butter.
Well, she's going
to
do some bacon.
How about the 4 pounds that are sitting on the countertop already?
Yeah, but if you're like us, you don't want to run below 2 pounds in the refrigerator because you never know.
Helene lets her sit out, all of them.
Okay.
I haven't got a big disease yet from it, so it must be okay. But my point is, you all of us take, and I've done it, take what your expenditures are because you don't want to go into retirement not knowing what your stable and consistent income is.
Yep.
And you want to know what your spending habits are going into retirement.
So a long time ago, you and I were talking about retirement. I remember when it was first on my horizon, and you had said that rule of thumb, and this was years ago, rule of thumb, you should be able to get by on 80% of your income when you are working, you should be able to get by on 80% of your income in retirement. Is that, does that still hold true?
Yeah, depends what publication you want to read, okay, what calculator you use. I think it's a good conversational
spot. Right.
Meeting with a client yesterday who's retiring May 15th this year. We did his current income. We took his what his projected retirement income is going to be. It's going to be the same.
Nice.
So he has no reduction.
That's all I care about. I don't want anything to change.
Yeah, he has no reduction in income. Expenses are probably be consistent, but might be down a little bit because he's not putting on, 1,000 miles a week in his job, type of thing. But other expenditures will pick up, the honey-do list, the travel and stuff like
that. And, you know, my deal is I want to find out about tax brackets and all of that kind of stuff.
Well, I gave you the tax summary guide. It's right there. Okay.
See how things work out, Niles?
Yeah. So, again, as far as income or expenses, you have your essential expenses, things that are consistent every month, and they're essential, hence the word. Okay. Discretionary. Do you really need to do this? Of course, that discretion would be traveling.
Yep.
Things like club memberships, gifts, entertainment. It's discretionary. It means you don't have to do it, but you're probably going to anyhow.
Right.
Okay? And the last one that some people want to talk about and some don't want to talk about is legacy planning.
Right.
I am big in, personally now, and big into legacy planning. Okay. It's not my driving force to leave a bunch of assets to our kids.
Okay.
But my driving force is my wife,
okay,
to make sure she's taken care of course.
Yeah.
But when we both are not on planet Earth anymore, that we don't leave a mess behind for the kids. So whether we leave for them, for the four kids and currently 9 grandkids, that whatever we leave is efficient for them.
Mm-hmm.
Tax efficient, inheritance efficient. I'm very stringent on that. I review our documents at least quarterly.
So this is important because you help people do that.
Correct. Because I've dealt with, in the last 45 years, we have probably an average one client a month that passes away.
Right.
And I don't mean to scare people away by telling you that.
True.
But with our large clientele and being in business so long, we are very efficient, proficient, whatever word you want to use, in dealing with the loss of a loved one. I dealt with a client, not dealt, that's not the right word. I worked with a client last week whose husband died last August.
Yep.
I could sense initially that she was too confused. It just wasn't.
Stress.
Yeah, it just wasn't working well for her to keep talking about it. But so she was coming in every couple weeks, every 3 weeks, calling me on the phone. And finally, last week, I said, well, how are we doing? She says, Niles, I think I got my wherewithal back with me.
Deep breath.
I'm ready to make some decisions.
Okay.
And she's 82 years old. Okay. So again, we've made the decisions. But the point is, there are certain things you have to do right away when you lose a loved one.
Yeah.
I mean, right away.
Right away. Yep.
But there are also some things that can wait.
And you can make it much easier by planning for all of that.
Yep. Because we're all going to not get out of here alive, Bob, someday.
True enough.
So we talk about stuff like that, too, at our workshops.
Folks, you do not have to attend a workshop to make an appointment with Niles Gens, but I would recommend it. Pretty fun. Niles, thank you.
Yeah, we'll see you next week. Stay warm, everybody.
I'll do my best. Niles Gens with Gens Financial Services. Their phone number is 258-3688. And, of course, they are online at gensfinancial.com. And, you know, if you're planning on climbing Everest, that's your summit. Like I said a moment ago, let's hope that after you have reached that summit, you have one more ascension left in you. Good luck. Say the right words in church this Sunday, folks. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Promotional consideration paid by Gens Financial Services.